thejobclinic.com.
Hi, this is Mike Berg, the job doctor at the Job Clinic. Today we're going to talk about your new job search secret weapon. Referrals tied to an email introduction asking for warm introductions sent to a hiring manager is quickly becoming a new way to get noticed by an employer. Believe that you can reach out to anyone in the world you want. The author of a book you like, the CEO of a company you admire, or even someone who just you want to meet. Some hiring managers get hundreds of emails a day, so consider sending in a referral email like this. Split subject, Mark Jones will be in San Diego next week. Coffee? Question mark. Mr. Smith, I'm a freshman at UCLA where I'm studying technology and psychology. I'll be in San Diego next week and I'd like to meet with you and have some coffee. Joan Patterson and Bob Parsons suggested I get in touch with you. I've been working on an RFID project that might be interesting for marketing your logistics tracking products. How does next Thursday, 5/21 or 5/22 work? I'm free after 11 a.m. and I can meet wherever it's convenient for you. Sign it with your name and put your phone number right underneath. Why does this email usually work? If Mark had just invited some busy person for coffee, they probably have said no. But he went a step further. He named specific mutual connections and was clear about why he wants the meeting. That's it. It's not that complicated. Having relationships matters, but you also need to use the power of a mutual referral. What's the takeaway? Reference two people who the hiring manager would like and trust. Phrase your subject like a question. Make the reader say, I want to know more. Reference something you may have done or have something in common. Avoid sounding like an aggressive salesperson. Make your request specific but flexible. Put the odds of job search success in your favor with your new secret weapon, the power of referrals and a direct email contact. The job doctor at the Job Clinic says, if you aren't remarkable, you're invisible.